Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, who wants to ride that wave of love? There's a love I can feel, rising with the dawn, reaching out to help us heal, like ripples on a pond, offering us a choice. In these days to come, to ride the waves and be a voice for peace under the sun. Oh, hey, everybody, surf's up!
Riding the wave of love, high on heaven above, dancing down to earth, the beautiful rebirth, riding the wave of love.
Into 2012, living one vibration, spreading joy and sharing wealth in a sea of celebration. United in the way, being big and hearty, comes a bright new day on a golden ray for a global party.
Welcome. Having a global party and riding the wave of love right into heaven, that's what I call living Eden. And the joy that's in that music and the energy and the loving, it's so beautiful. Welcoming you here to Living Eden, I am Sharon Walker, your host, and I am delighted to be here with you today. And this Living Eden is the program devoted to inspire and empower us into our divine brilliance, always bringing new paradigm concepts, new projects, virtual journeys, meditations, and loving awareness. Loving awareness for ourselves, for others, and for the planet. So welcome. Welcome, all of you. I am so grateful for each and every one of you. And I'm grateful for who you are as individuals, your gifts, what you have to fit together into this new Eden. I'm grateful for your growing and your consciousness and your loving. Thank you. Thank you all. We are brilliant people playing together on this planet to co-create Living Eden. So let's, first I want to invite you to call in 909-533-8401. That's 909-533-8401. We'll bring you in live to the studio, but you do not have to talk. You can if you want to, and you don't have to. So, but even if you don't talk, your energy will be more powerful support on the show if you call in. So I thank you for whatever spirit leads you to do. So let's do some breathing to bring ourselves into our bodies, to bring ourselves into the present moment, here, now, the only place that change is available to us. And since I'm talking, it might start my cough up, so I just want to let you know ahead of time, if I start coughing, I'll give some water here, and you could bless my cough. Just doesn't seem to want to leave. Okay, So doing our galactic breath, breathing in big and deep through our belly and up through our lungs and our chest and our neck and our head, right into our pineal gland. And this week, let's remember it being surrounded by an octagon, which is two pyramids together, making a diamond shape around our pineal gland. And within that, when we draw the energy for our breathing in there, we'll hold it in there for a couple seconds and let it be reconfigured energetically. And then breathe it all out down through our spinal column, out into our bodies, down through our hips and our legs and our feet, and through our Earth Star into the center of the Earth. Okay? So here we go, breathing in that galactic breath through our hearts, through Earth's heart, through the galactic heart, inside the heart of the cosmic heart of the divine essence. Breathing in. Holding it in the pineal gland. And out. Ah. Oh, so delicious to feel your energy coming back in your body. Making love to your energy and yourself inside your body. And all your parts. And all your systems. And all your fluids. Breathing in galactic breath into your pineal gland and hold. And out. Ah. Down into your body, present. In your body dancing because you're present in it. Delicious. And this time, the conscious breathing in of the galactic divine. And then releasing anything on the out-breath that blocks us from a deep, deep connection. Breathing in. Hold and release your blocks. Ah. Right into the arms of the Great Mother. Because while we're breathing, we're creating the energy bowl for our show. And she is the womb for the show. Breathing in another time to let go some more. Hold. And release. Ah. Right into the arms of the Great Mother. For her to embrace the shadow. To love the shadow as only the Great Mother can, and bring it into its full glory. And this time, breathing in the divine cosmic energy, and when we breathe out, breathing our divine energy into the divine cosmic energy in a great love embrace. And breathing in, holding and releasing your energy into the divine. Ah. and being received by the divine, and being open to that receiving, and the divine receiving us like the great mother, the dear father that loves us so. And then sending that energy down through our feet, through our earth star below our feet, into the earth, to connect with the earth as the divinity of the cosmos and ours in communion. Now drawing that communion from the earth also. And our energy bowl is full. It's just so exuberantly powerful and energetic. And call in the divine in any way that you are in relationship with it. For the divine is infinite, and no two of us have the same relationship. That is why there are so many of us. Because the divine just wants to keep on having more and more intimate relationship with itself through us. Ah, it's so wonderful. Thank you so much for breathing with me. And today, I would like for the pilgrimage that we're doing, continuing around the planet, to be Alberta, Canada. And the reason I picked that place is because next week I am interviewing Simone Matthews on the show, and she is in Canada right now, putting on wonderful shows of her Essence of Angels and many more. And people are just bowled over by her presence, her wisdom, and her love. So I wanted to kind of prepare, use this show too, to energetically prepare for her next week to welcome her. She's on a world tour with her family. And as she tours the world, she is putting on programs, some of them free, some of them are paid for. And that's how she's supporting her journey and blessing the planet. So these pictures of Alberta, Canada are gorgeous. And from my communication with Simone, she is just deeply in love with this space on our planet. So I invite you this week to go to Alberta, Canada pictures and look that up. And there's a page. It's on my computer. It's the very first page. And it's just full of the page of pictures. Hundreds of them. So you can look at them and receive them. You can make them bigger, the ones that you feel called to. So you can be even more in the picture and intend that you smell Alberta, Canada, and you feel it, and you touch the water and the mountains and the snow and the trees. And ask for a connection with the people, too. To feel the people and who they are. So that's part of our pilgrimage for the week and on the planet. And bringing all the energy that we have in the shows everything that has been brought to you energetically. Gather it all. You don't have to remember the words and the talks. You can go back through them if you want, but you can just say to the universe, I gather all the energies that we have already met and danced with on this show, and use them to bless the planet all week, to bless your lives and your families and your places where you live, and the rest of what you get from this show. So that's Alberta, Canada. And let's breathe in to that part of this show. Breathing in the energies in Alberta, Canada, from earth, fire, water, air, and people, and love. And hold it and release. And let Alberta, Canada be in you. And you in it, in her. And now I want to talk about, I started last week pulling cards from the 13 Moon Oracle, the 13 Archetypes of the Divine Feminine by Ariel Spilsbury. And the one that I am studying at the moment and very engrossed in is the Creator-Destroyer archetype. And her energy is, I focus, I create. And I shared with you different aspects of her last week. So if you want to revisit that, you can. And today I actually decided to use her card. Instead of pulling a deck from the card, I decided to use her card. And her holographic meditation, embedded in the mystery of this aspect of the Divine Feminine, is she's creative chaos and niche initiator that prepares us for the high tantra of ceaseless change. Notice that word. Change is ceaseless. In our willingness to let go of the imprisoning masks of identification and attachments, change lovingly engulfs the clinging, grasping residue of the mind into the leavening freedom of mystical assimilation. So what we're talking about with her is letting go of attachments, and that she's right there creating and destroying the attachments and creating the new. And that's what this time on our planet is about. And the full moon time at this moment is very powerfully supportive of that. So you can draw in the full moon energy from today, which will go on for a week or so, and use it to look, to address your attachments. Do you say, well, I can give up everything but that? The but is what you want to look at. There's no escaping this process when you're at the freedom gate, which is where the Creator Destroyer takes us. The freedom gate. So if you want to go through it, you have to leave everything behind. But that doesn't mean that when you get on the other side, a whole lot of what you had left behind could still be with you without you clinging to it or having brought it through. But it, because it is, it might be part of what is supposed to be in your life when you go through that freedom gate. You won't know unless you go. So her reading, actually her card is her colors are red, black, and white, because she has three shifts that she's in charge of. The black is for the destruction, and the red is for the cleansing, and the white is for the recreation. And remember, there is no white without the black, because the black is the holder of all the light. So let's not go to the space of black is evil. Okay. The oracle for this frequency is receiving this card, receiving this energy into your life invites you to focus on balance. What is it that needs to come to balance in your being, in body, mind, or spirit? This kind of balance is dynamic rather than static. It is the balance of a dancer to fluidly and gracefully move between positions. I'm sure all of us have seen someone dance in ways that we can't even imagine a body being able to do. And those bodies are fluid and balanced. And the stronger they are in that movement and balance, the more graceful and beautiful and powerful their movements are as we watch them. That's the same for us in our life. The frequencies of red, white, and black represent the play between the forces of creation, preservation, and dissolution. Freedom is the willingness to fully inhabit the moment and recognize that you can choose how you perceive reality. There is not only one way to perceive reality. There is an infinite number of ways, and you can choose. And I always want to choose from the freest perception of including all of who the divine is. I know that I'm human, and I still contract and pick who the divine is and what things are saying to me that I hear and see. But I have to be so grateful for the people in my life who remind me that I might be seeing things through a block, and they won't be the same as if I'm seeing them through the light. So I invite you to look at that in this freedom. This simple shift in perception is the gateway to freedom. The paradox of freedom is accepting what is, while knowing you have the power to choose to change it. Stop resisting anything in your life experience. What is called for here is a focus on non-resistance to what seems to be dissolving or unraveling in your life. Rather, embrace what is breaking down in the dissolution process, knowing that it is only one part of the triad of creation, preservation, and dissolution that will rebalance itself as you surrender fully to what is. This is a strong call to give up any identification as a victim of your reality. You are the creator, period. No exceptions. Now, that's something I've been looking at all week, because there's things in my life, in my relationships, that I don't like right now. And I have to look at them as, okay, Sharon, you are the creator. No exceptions. Just look at how you have had a part in creating this. it may not even be something in the present moment. It might be something that is a contract that you came in with. You can change those too. Okay. Be mindful of that you are not the victim in your language and thoughts, moving out of culturally entrained ideas of them, us, right, wrong, either or, into a direct perception of what actually is. Notice if your thoughts are focused on what you want to create or fearfully thinking about what you do not want. Never forget, you will get more of what you focus on. If your question has to do with making what appears to be an either-or choice, consider how you might make a both-and conclusion instead. So this energy of creator-destroyer is a reminder to align solely with the truth felt in a moment rather than any predetermined belief system. So breathe into that. She's a wonderful adversary for us in this time. Creation and destruction, which she is, are not two discrete or opposite acts. They move through you like the aurora borealis, sensuously rippling through your field of consciousness, creating and destroying simultaneously what will produce alignment with the highest wisdom at this moment. It is one continuous, intoxicatingly undifferentiated cosmic dance. Incredible! Can you imagine being on Living in Eden? Living Eden in your life in a moment, and this is part of it. This is part of Living Eden. This continuous, intoxicatingly undifferentiated cosmic dance with everything. And when you receive everything that way, your life will change. You will be amazed. And it will change sweet, delicious, sensuous. And that doesn't even mean with other people. Inside yourself. I mean, it can mean with other people, but... Excuse me, I'm sorry. Still tangled in attachments, I invite you to stop perfuming the corpse because of judging emptiness within conscious participation with change. I think I said that wrong. Stop perfuming the corpse, which means you're killing yourself by being entangled in attachments. You know how they can choke you and crush your chest and break your bones. And don't judge the emptiness within if and when you let go. Let the emptiness be the grace of your life. Because that's where creation is. And have conscious participation with change. Change is your partner. It's not a word out there in the ethers. It is a living entity of energy. And that's what we're dancing with in our life. And I've had a lot of my spiritual introspection this week on looking at myself in these ways because this is the archetype that I'm working with at the moment. And seeing things, you know, the the introspection of my relationship with my partner. Seeing what I like, what I don't like, how each thing affects me, how what I like affects me, how what I don't like affects me, and inviting myself, actually doing it, not just inviting myself, but dancing with the things energetically that I don't like. And asking myself, how do I contribute to this? It's not like the other person has nothing to do with it, but how have I contributed in the process of dancing with the other person, my partner? How have I contributed to creating what I don't like? And just being empty with that, having no judgment about it, because once you start judging or blaming, you've lost it. You've lost the gift, the magic, the new creation, the possibility, the infinite possibilities. And don't, you know, and go to the place of what, you know, I went to the place of what I love too, which I haven't had as near as much lately. And realized when I looked at that that I was focused more on not having it lately than having it. So what you focus on is what you get. I focus, I create. So I started focusing on what I love about our relationship, what is so wonderful about my partner. And things changed. I didn't even do anything. That's all I did. I just did that introspection all week. And things have been flowing in the way that I love. And another piece that has come into my life through this last week was in my group. I have a monthly new moon group that I meet with, and we had a surprise visit by the energy of dragon, or from the energy of dragon, and it was so powerful that it has lit a fire in our group. Ecstatic, exciting, amazing fire. And dragon is one of the totems for totem energies for Great Mother and Weaver Dreamer. So to bring dragon in that sense of knowing the Great Mother energies and the Weaver Dreamer, which is a creator. The Weaver Dreamer is another creator aspect of the Divine Feminine, as is the Great Mother, because she's the birther. So dragon is very creative, dragon energy, very protective, very on fire, very powerful. And I also connected to the dragon as the dragon in the never-ending story, the pink dog dragon that the young man, I can't remember his name in the story, flies on, and she rescues this dog dragon, rescues him and takes him places and all kinds of wonderful things as his cohort. So that's been another part of my life this week in Living Eden, is the dragon visiting me and my group and being present in a totally different consciousness than we've ever had before. In fact, dragon energy's never been thought of in this circle. So, and we're also in the full moon. This full moon is full of huge waves of celestial codes. and they're available to us. And if you're conscious and you open your arms and your heart and your being to them, you will receive a whole lot more than if you are totally in the dark and or totally don't believe or whatever would be something that would push them away. But these are divine essence codes from the moon, who is divine feminine. So these beautiful waves flowing through the atmosphere right now in this full moon with all these codes and initiations and openings are yours for the taking. So I invite you to those energies too. Life is always full. It may look empty, but it's always full. Especially what you look at that looks empty is very full. So let's now. Oh, yes. Simone Matthews. She is going to be here next week for an interview and share with us her and her family's experiences so far on this journey that they started in the end of winter. I think it was March. So March, April, they've been doing it for about 3 months. And it's incredible. I am so in awe of people who just go out into the earth, onto the planet, and travel and meet people and put on workshops to make money to feed themselves and to house themselves and to help the people in healing and growing spiritually. And Simone and her family, I just can't wait for you to hear what's going on. And I am so honored and proud and excited to be a support for her journey on this show. It's really, really important to me. And I'm so happy to be gifting her to you. So please receive that gift too. Her energy this week while she's resting. I think I remember her saying that she had put on so many programs that she was tired and needed to rest this week. So so let's send her a blessing and receive the blessing that she and her family are. And take some breathing breaths. And let all of these things for living and walking and breathing Eden on this planet, let them all enter our beings with our breath. As we bring ourselves present in our bodies and dance with all that is, all that we've shared today. And I do not see that anyone has called in. You still have time, 909-533-8401. So please, if you are there and want to call in, I'm going to do the closing meditation. If you call in after the meditation, I will take the call. And remember, if you would love energetic support all the time to stay in certain frequencies and healings, visit crystalvibrationsjewelry.com. And Stacy and Valinda, who are on fire with their gifts, would be extremely willing to support you, even if it's only to talk to you. But I have some of their jewelry, and I love that it supports me energetically when I forget. Yeah, I have the release one and the giving and receiving and a couple of the archangels and bliss. I have bliss. So, and my husband has two healing ones. And by the way, he is doing great. His two fractured vertebrae are healing so well that he is almost normal. So we're very grateful for all of your energy prayers, for all of Stacy and Belinda's jewelry and their energy prayers, and for the divine essence and its cosmic healing, and for my husband's receiving, being open and receiving for himself, and for all that I have offered him too. So let's take some deep breaths. The music that's playing is Musical Rapture by Frederick Delarue. It's a healing gift that he created for humanity. You can go online and get it for yourself for free. Musical Rapture by Frederick Delarue. It's encoded. Codes are the big thing nowadays. We never even knew about them before, so at least not in the sense of spirituality and the cosmos. So let's gather in. Remember, we're in the bowl of the Great Mother's womb, breathing the galactic breath. Gathering the energies of Alberta, Canada, and Simone Matthews and her family, and the Creator Destroyer, the I Focus, I Create, and all that she represents, and all the different energies that she brings with us as tools, to us as tools. And the full moon, and all of the huge waves of celestial codes from the full moon. And looking up at the full moon at night and smiling and reaching out to it and dancing with it. With her. And this music and the wave of love music. And the sharing of my life, the pieces in my life that I shared. Bringing that energy in, and the dragon energy, and all of your energies, your divine aspect that you are. And our job is to gather the energy and focus it. It's out there. It's going to be there whether we're conscious of it or not. But it is a gift to us, and how we use it as a gift is to gather it and to focus it through your third eye, to pull it in to your head, inside your skull, focus it through your third eye, and send it out to create healings, to create new ways of being on Living Eden, to create beautiful friendships and relationships, to create more love, well, more experiences of love. Whatever. That's our job. Those energies are there. I bring them up to you, and I invite you to focus them with me. And let's focus them around the planet today as waves of blessings, blessings of love, peace, joy, healing, abundance, wisdom. Breathing in. Standing, sitting, laying in this room with all these energies. Inviting the Creator Destroyer to help you focus and create. And breathing in the energies. And releasing them. Sending them all around the planet to be received. Receive them yourself, breathing in. Letting them move around inside of you and dance. And releasing them. To travel all around the planet. And when you release, you don't release the part that you've received. You release the excess. So don't be afraid to receive. And please send in your sharings and questions. And insights to blogtalkradio.com/Living Eden or IamGoddessIam.com. And at the bottom of each of the pages is a comment section. And I thank you. I am so grateful for your contribution. And on my website for your support also, in my store is a CD, The Divine Feminine Garden Within. So stay in this space as long as you wish, and I'll be with you next week. Thank you so much. Bye.